9/12/18.
Request of Charles Johnson to address council regarding thankfully grateful yet concerned.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. Welcome. I think it is.
Good morning.
Yes, it is.
So, for the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I can be a little bit extra thankful that the mayor already has a brief moment to express his concern about the policing last night, and I think we'll go directly to that. When some citizens left perhaps the largest rally for civil rights, racial justice, and fair policing that I didn't see very many of you at last night, a group walked up towards Morrison Bridge, and essentially the first thing out of the mouth of our police department was, "Move or we'll beanbag you and chemical weapon you." I'm not the expert on the use of force manual for this police department, but in our general discussions, we always talk about those as being tools for the police to protect themselves when they're under threat. Not the first thing that comes out of the mouth of our police department saying, "We'll use impact weapons and projectile weapons," within a minute of some people marching down the street. However, their tone did change as they escorted some people across Burnside Bridge. So I hope you're as much of a behind-the-scenes manipulator as Mr. de Blasio in keeping the police more mild than the predecessors. When I signed up, I thought I would be able to talk a little bit more about thankfulness, but we have had the no true bill situation in Ferguson, which makes us mindful of the struggles that our privilege imposes, especially on our African-American neighbors, our black neighbors. Different people have different preferences about black or African-American, and that's for them, you know, for that community to communicate to us. But the main thing we need to focus on in Portland is doing better. Although some people were pepper sprayed and taken into custody and maybe jabbed with police batons last night, when they followed and participated with a group of young black men who know that we need to do better, the police response here and the response of the citizens was generally mild and respectful. So we can be thankful that, for the most part, free speech worked with fairly minimal amount of pepper spray and only, I think, maybe one person needing medical attention. But the truth is that while we had the Albina Ministerial Alliance and Dr. Haynes talking to us, and we had Chief Reese standing, outgoing Chief Reese standing in the crowd, there was no word from the leadership of this city acknowledging the pain of the African-American community and the risks and that young black men face and the steps we're going to take to make sure that we have no Ferguson-like situations in the future of Portland. So I hope that you, for lack of a better word, enjoyed or were thankful for the news coverage, and that once we all spend this holiday on stolen Indian land, perhaps spending a little bit of time thinking about the situations at the Umatilla Reservation, the Warm Springs Reservation, and hopefully not thinking just about casinos and slot machines, that we can share some thankfulness with our families. And during December, regardless of the disputes about what appeals the city may or may not be pursuing, we can all be more engaged in making Portland a fair place for all of its citizens. And fairness means recognizing when people have been at disadvantage and giving them extra assistance or opportunity. It doesn't mean keeping things level all the time.
Thank you. Thanks very much.